Okay, so we're holding here in Hemamashlashitvar. So all of the Talmidim before, each one said three things. It's very strange. He says, well, you had five Talmidim, and each one gave a presentation of three things that he said. Very, very strange. Like, if it was B'mikra, it's hard to say that came up from each and every one of them. Void, Rabbi Elazar Emet Varm Harbe, Rabbi Elazar said many things. Void, Yich, Void, Chavecha, Chava, Lachish, Lachom, Ezer, Tam, Dabazer. Why, in other words, Mikoyach, what halacha is Yich, Void, Chavecha, Chava, Lacha? Void, Eina, Dvar, Nisham, Yachat. The thing don't seem to mention the other. Altin, Rach, Lichos, Shevech, Lachim, Yisoscha, Kinam, Zur, Gubega, Chos, Shachachom, Yisham, Achakach. I mean, it doesn't seem to be helter-skelter, a bunch of things. Void kefal aloshen shen shichos and shichas shul vakitzos and vakitzos akrov chishos and chishos sarav. Vav kol dever kiyach leish. Mayin kol echad vechad shekol kach hir b'loima. So what's each and every single part over here? He said kilu, you know, how chomo divach homa. He lists all these things here. Yesh chadat. So the first he's going to answer each question kisidron. Ki kol echad melech hachomim boch leima gimul dvarim. Itnei kidvarim elu divrei Musa, sheyu aluach leiba adam tamid lo yasurim imenu. The reason why they said three things is because these are divrei Musa that a person has on his heart. Begimul dvarim derech adam liskar. Ayesi mishlo sheyishkach mitzvot min advarim. Lefikham lo ili mishanam tamid derech kitzara. Well, the kach bochru begimul dvarim, the chain timtze beroiv Musa, shehein mesech tzoyz, shem divrei Musa. So he says three things is easier to remember, and that's why it's threes, threes, threes. Now, he's not kedarkoi, he's not talking about simply, it's an amount that even people with weak memories can remember easily. It has to be some sort of nekuda why three is sort of a maximum of things to remember, or maybe even a minimum. So he says a hezba, and we'll talk about it. V'chein the dvarim Musa shem tzor shegimul dvarim Musa, ki gimul dvarim epsheshu min inyan echad, v'yesh kesher ben ze b'ze, v'dovedu miskulos ha-shloisha shem miskashim, v'kashe taniach oisam zetzol ze adem tzoy shu bein shtehem. So, when a person remembers, so the first of all, a person, the Ramchal, when he, in the beginning of Derech Hashem, writes that he's not going to say any chidushim here, but he's going to be mesada things that are known otherwise. And he says, just like it's just like a garden that's sort of a lot of nice flowers, but it's helter-skelter, the mind that the person doesn't enjoy. And the flowers are organized, each one has its row and its plot and so on. The person enjoys it, same thing with sichlius and so on. That's what the Ramchal says. The person's the Gemara says if you saw it, Gemara Tanya says that if a Talmud person should make his learning close with a cuff, because it's a person should learn it, because if a person I'm learning well to simin that he's not making klolim out of it. The mind, by its very nature, is teifis. Is teifis one inyan. It does not deal well. A lot of inyanim are interred at the mind. For instance, it's very simple. Let's give an example. In literature books that they give for kids to read in school, like the Shakespeare plays, etc., at the first page, there's a lot of times a list of all the characters and what they are and what they're going to do and so on and so forth. So you have a list from A to Z, or from important, less important, so on, and what is it going to do? Tell a kid to remember it, and it's hard. It's very, very unbatamed. People don't like to do it. When you read through the book, you have a much easier time, because a list of a dozen names that are meaningless and some random piece of information, this one is the king, this one is his guard, this one is this and that, the mind does not assimilate that easily. But a story which is a pneumatic union that ties together all these. This is the king that was killed, this is the god that killed him, this is the god that ran away, this is the person that was caught, and so on and so forth. That ties in well, and if a person sees the whole thing or he reads it, it ties in as one inyan. And that's why a person can remember things much better when they're one rather than when they are things. The number that lends itself to being one, let's give another example. If a person has a shtickle Torah, a good shtickle Torah that ties itself together really well, it's easy to remember it than a lot of kashas and tevutim on the blab. So three is a number that has in itself kesher. In other words, every three is, there's a tzad like this, there's a tzad like a sakert, and there's a tzad that's machria, or that's some sort of mimutza, whatever it is. So because the three come together the best, that's why it's something which is memorable. It's because threes have the ability to become one nekuda, that's why a person remembers it well. I want to add one more knage. So certainly one point to remember. Above and middle alachas. Why not one point? There are a few ways of understanding it. But let's pick one or two. One is that you want to be able to build out. You want to be able to be marbe. That's when I give a person a seed, I want it to produce many, many crops. So if I have just the thing itself, there's no chitimtza of being marbe anything. L'moshel, take the Talmud Bavli. If there wouldn't be Talmud Bavli, and I have just the mysterious of what each mitzvah contains, it's what it contains, I would be able to only be then all I have is the information, that's it. I can't extrapolate to other cases. When I have two opposing deis, sometimes like this, sometimes like that, and how do I know when I do this and that, this is the klal, that I can build out a lot more facts from that. It's the way in which I can build out the facts is only when I heard the different echitimtzes. Sometimes I need to be nice to talmidim, sometimes I need to be tough to talmidim, and the hachra is, it depends on this or that or the other thing. So one thing is, it gives you the key for being marbe, for building out a shmaitzer. A second reason is because things that have a nature of a chiddush are more memorable, and when I'm able to get to one, not just because that's what it is, but through a kasha and a teretz, through a stira and a resolution, there a person deheres it much sharper. He deheres that the one is a chiddush. He deheres that the one is saying something. That's something he would not have under normal circumstances. So when you have three, you have things that are opposite and things that are something in a machriya. That's where I deher the one is sedinian much more strongly. Let's give an example. Let's say you have a group of people that are don't live in good terms with each other. There's bickering, there's fighting, there's issues, whatever it is. And then let's say an ace tzara comes and everybody's on everybody else. So it heightens your awareness of the achdus. You know, I say, I see the achdus guys. So what do you mean, after they were fighting cats and dogs for years? Yes, but in the moment of tzara, they came together, I deher a certain akut of achdus. So the three is something which we remember well, but it has in itself a mila over one in remembering, because if I understood what could be and what could not be, then I deheard it started much more sharply. I'm also able to extrapolate outwards towards other inyanim and make much more use of it. So that's it. Because three things don't have, you know, more than three things already, there are pieces that are loose. And that's why it's going to, you know, there will be a kesha, but it's not going to become one. It's like when you have a chura in a halacha. He says like this. He says fakert, and with machria that in this case is like this, and this case is like this. V'zeh sh'amar Rebbe Elazar, ayma yichvoy chavecha chavol kashulcha. Now, what about the etzim de b'musik? Amar b'tchilta masechta, ki adam tzorach l'shol l'shtubar mashay atshu sholim. Ha'echad shi yishol mashay mispach m'shabah anasham. Terach l'shol d'yir ha'chamim. So we spoke about three statements. One is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abay shi yishol m'zul losay min nivroyim, v'agimul shi yishol b'atzmoy. V'im eino yishol b'atzmoy, hu bal chisor. וכמו שבו על זה דיר החכם גם כן מן להה וחסידה כמו שבאנו הקדום לתת משהו בבוא so we spoke about to explain about this already that a kadosh baruch created a person with a matar of three chiburim and one is himself one is to the parallel and one is to the one that's למעלה וזה שלך בלעת אלוהי מה יכבי חבר חכם ולעת שלך שכאשר יהיה אדם בלמיד הזויס בבדי הוא שלם עם הבריאס בכל דבר. So the first thing he says is Yichovet Chavercha, because Mashamal Kam Yichovet Talmud Tamid Chachov Lo Kishulcha Chovet Chavercha Merabo. The Kamadam Mechaveim Shem Chaveim Betera. The Kamadam Mekol Chaveim Shem Chaveim Biyachad. Afimena Chaveim Betera Lul Matar Biyachad. But Talmud Kmo Shispoya Le Kamon Ben Sashem Yisparach. Ukinegas Nibal Chisar Mafu. So as far as Ben Adam Mechaveir, so to speak, That was easy. That was yichvoid chaver chaver kishon chav. Ukinegas shebal chisron ba'atzmoi oimal tia neach lichis. Ka'kas hu ra la'atzosh adam. Vayshama akosiv hasa kas libcha v'rom yipsarecha. Vayshas nidorim amar v'ech na'koyis v'negar sholtu boi shnei vasa kas libcha v'rom yipsarecha. So the he's saying here kas is something that's shared to the person himself. And the first thing it does is ruins the person himself, and then whatever is bad about kaf, the world of midas and hagis, it's second after the person is done bad himself. So he just brings the chazal over here of dann bringen sie Psukim, der erzählt, dass Gehenne mit Kommen gerne Scholten bei, hat sich Gass mit Liebchen und so und so fort. I want to explain a little bit this Nekud of Kass over here. The reason when we're curious, so the Welt understands it, that the problem is a bit of a chaveri. It's not pleasant to be around a person whose government is angry, and he yells and screams at me, and I don't like it. So what did they call it? Verbal abuse. So somebody screaming and yelling and cursing is it's a bit of a chaveri problem. That's how we understand it. The truth is, kaf is where a person is frustrated. And, a person has a rutz, a person has a will, and the will needs to exert itself. The mida itself of kaf is where the person can't express himself, the person can't give out what he wants to accomplish, so it begins to bubble inside him. When he lets it out, it's usually the cure for kaf. In other words, when a person is angry and he yells at somebody else, the yelling at the other person is usually, that's how he relieves his own pressure. So the pressure started with himself, and it built up because the person feels that his, usually it's because his koyach of bechira has been limited. I wanted to go here and there, now you came late, we can't go, I wanted this, and now you're not letting me do it, and so on and so forth. Kaf comes where there's a person's sense of rutzen has been boxed in, has been stymied, and so my reaction to it of anger is an internally destructive mechanism. It doesn't bleed, I yell and scream, but the etzem kaf itself, so the yelling and screaming relieves the pressure on the person, but at the etzem kaf itself is an internal pressure, and the person himself is going to be, he's going to eat himself up. That's a kaf is a meter that eats up the person. And therefore, connected the person being shalom with himself, a person has to get rid of kaf. So the mida of kas is a mida that destroys the person himself. All these inyanim that it says over here, that he's meshaker pamudo and so on, all of them come from that, from the internal pressure that the kas creates on the person. It's almost a tiviastika hanhaga of a tiviastika result of that hug of kas. So the big chiddush here is that kaf is not a mida. It starts not as a mida ra because it affects other people, and other people are going to suffer because it. It's the person himself. So so that's connected to chisaron in the person himself. V'alma achakach v'shuv yemechim mitzvos v'pishas al b'peg ha'shoel sh'atzalei meshiasa tshuv kol yom av tshuva. The Gemara says, how do you say, when you don't know when you're going to die? So he says, a kosher person should say it. And he says, why doesn't he just say it? I mean, he's saying it, it's like saying it, the recipe for making money is to pick the right numbers, a lottery ticket. So when the amita was, I could either do tshuva that day, I could do tshuva, or tell people every day, you could do tshuva. I mean, it's just a tricky way of saying it. Like he says, the Mishnah says that you should do tshuva your entire lifetime. Why is it good if you did it early enough? If you did it already, then fine, now everything's good, and that's that. So he says that this hanhaga is appropriate. It's more appropriate. The hanhaga of the person should be that he dies while doing the tshuva. He should be in his tshuva phase when he dies. And he says the side of it is because the act of birth is an act of sort of coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The neshama tshuva is going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the tachlis hachayim of a person is to return back to the Dag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the things that helps us explain the Seder in the Shemoneh Esrei, where tshuva comes almost first. Then we swallow for das, and then we swallow for tshuva. And l'chura tshuva is just kind of a little piece added on in case there's an aveira. Now, we all know that in case happens very frequently. But b'chol zeis, I mean, tshuva is something which, if it was just an emergency button or how to take care of problems, it's very hard to see that that's the first thing to choose. And the answer is tshuva in the bigger picture encompasses the entire process of a person coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leida is a moving away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later, the person is given his own dalaramis, he's given his own bechira, he's given everything away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person should be always in a matzav ha'moed v'ashev of coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if we're to ask ourselves, what's the quality of life? The Yom Misa is the pshat. It's the day when a person's journey is completed. Mitoich what mitzias should find it that way. And since tshuva is the overarching mitzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be, then tshuva would be the appropriate answer. So yom echad, you know, if it would say tshuva be yom misasra, yom misa is no longer a person's day of living. It says there's no shulchan yom misa. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give us stuff to Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Malchus not to give up Chavata. A mikzvah hayoyim in these inyanim doesn't have a shem. The person is not anymore living. It's yoyim yisosu. Yoyim yisosu is kevei its own passion. Shuv yoyim echad lifnei yisosu is that the mahalach hachayim should be focused towards the tshuva. It's the oifin hal on a chayim that has the right direction, that it's going towards tshuva. So I mean, so those are three types of shleimus. So let's go over another. So he says that there were three things that he said. All three things had all three things were shaykh to one inyan. They were that a person should be mashim himself in the different halakim. And he said in the first three over here, and then he's going to explain later that the Havah Zoya and the Havah Chav and why it's different. The first is the Kvayt Havah Chav, it's a package for these three shleimus. And the emes, I mean, if we're misamik to it, the three shleimus that we talk about are, in a certain sense, since the Tzuras Adam is a guf and a neshama in a world, lacking any one of those three shleimus would be lacking a shleimus in its entirety. The Maral said that the reason we have three is because three can be niskasha ke'echot, and once it's niskasha ke'echot, it's a person remembers it better. The three nyanim of being niskasha takarish baruch hu to others and to yourself are the emes. One nekuda. It's like lemashal. If I want to plot something that's a three-dimensional entity, I say it's in this place horizontally, it's in this place vertically, it's in this place in height or depth. I'm giving different coordinates for the same inyan. That's why these three shleimus, the etzim, if the person's neshama ki'ilu has these three facets, if he's not mushlam in one of them, then the other ones are going to suffer as well. You can't look at it as three separate things would be very nice to be good in. So the Mela, he said these three things. These three things had some shaykhis of being in one. These three nyanim kiluk were one package, and the mele a person could remember it. And he's going to explain each the next three that he says over here also have the same inyan of being three around one package, but they're on a different akuda. Any questions?
This idea of the three and having the Dabra Hamamutsa, I mean, it was mentioned before that the world tier Elvis is based on three and Shleisha Dvarim this. So it's always going to be like that? There's always kind of either Beinat Lamak, Beinat Lamak, Beinat Lamak, Beinat Lamak, Beinat Lamak, Beinat
Lamak, Beinat
Good.